A man who'd faced jail in Dubai is reunited with his family on Scottish soil.
Very good. Very happy to be home.
The scale of sexual harassment women face is revealed, and you could be forking out hundreds on direct debits you don't need. From Global's newsroom, this is Hearts Morning News. I'm Rebecca Cook. The nightmare is finally over for a Scottish man who was facing months in jail for touching another man's hip in a crowded bar in Dubai. Jamie Harran landed in Glasgow last night. Hearts' Conor Gillis was there.
It was a moment Jamie Harran's family didn't see coming anytime soon. But as the 27-year-old emerged through the doors of the international arrivals here at the airport, they ran up to him, hugging and crying.
Give her a kiss.
Once it linked to have your son back, Jamie was handed a prison sentence for touching a man's hip in a bar. He's since lost his job and he's in a lot of debt. And with a big smile on his face, grinning ear to ear, he came up and spoke to the scrum of reporters to tell us about his ordeal.
What would you say to other British holidaymakers who are thinking of going to Dubai, you know, considering the ordeal you've been through?
I would go. I think it's just I've been caught up in a bad situation, to be honest. The man had a power trip.
His mum was clearly emotional as she walked through the terminal building, but she did stop to give her son a big kiss on the cheek.
What's it like to have your son back, you know, here in Glasgow?
Just wonderful that he is real and he is home.
So Jamie is now back on home soil and he's now considering the options on a case against the people who started this nightmare in the first place.
You can see our video on heart.co.uk. A third man's been charged in connection with the death of a carer in Edinburgh. 44-year-old Mark Squires was found hurt in a lane in the Longston area on Sunday. The men aged 21, 23 and 24 are due to appear in court later. Sexual harassment's been in the spotlight ever since dozens of women came forward with allegations about film producer Harvey Weinstein. And now a new study's found more than half of women have been victims of it at least once. Nearly a quarter of men have also experienced it at some point in their lives. The First Minister is going to be questioned on her plans for the coming year in a special meeting at Holyrood later. Conveners of the Parliament's 15 committees are coming together to quiz Nicola Sturgeon. SNP MSP James Dornan's convener of the Education Committee.
It gives us an opportunity to get a response from the First Minister about something that the committee feels is important, but also will give the First Minister opportunity to just get a feel for the work that the committee is doing in a way that she probably doesn't get in any other time.
An off-duty policeman who tackled a man armed with a machete has been recognised for his bravery. Finlay Duncan reports for Hearts Morning News.
PC Mark McDade was with his wife Lorraine when they spotted the man last year in the car park at the Faraday Shopping Centre in Coatbridge. The man became more aggressive when asked to drop his weapons, with the policeman tackling him to the ground. PC McDade was among 47 people honoured at the Brave at Heart ceremony at Edinburgh Castle last night. Ryan Quinn was also honoured. He and St Andrew's First Aid colleagues helped when a Ranger supporters bus crashed a year ago, which left one man dead. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon presented the awards. She said everyone who was nominated is a credit to Scotland and an inspiration to us all.
Now, when's the last time you checked your direct debits? It's claimed millions of us are wasting billions on not cancelling the ones we don't need. That's despite 15% saying they've not had enough money to pay a bill at least once in the last year. Debbie Crosby's from the Clydesdale Bank.
It's really, really important that people spend the time getting their finances in order. Financial fitness doesn't just help your financials, it helps your emotional well-being.
This is Hearts Morning News. A 1-0 win over Hearts means Hibs are above their Edinburgh rivals in the Premiership this morning. A third-minute strike from Simon Murray was enough for the 3 points. Manager Neil Lennon says it was a special performance.
It was perfect, the way I want the team to play. Intensity about us, we matched Hearts' physicality and then we played. Played with plenty of pace and tempo. Got off to a great start and I thought we controlled the game for long, long periods. So in that environment, and I've been involved in a lot of derbies, so that's as good as any I've come across.
Shelley Kerr's strong start as Scotland manager continues with a 5-0 win over Albania in 2019 Women's World Cup qualifying. They're on 6 points from six in Group 2. And Harry Potter star Jason Isaacs has told us he loved dressing up in uniform for his latest movie. Hearts' Anna Harding has more.
He's best known as Lucius Malfoy in the Harry Potter movie franchise, but Jason Isaacs has taken on a bit of a different role this time round. He plays the head of the Russian army in The Death of Stalin, a film about the chaos that ensues after the Soviet dictator dies. And Jason told us he loved dressing up as the war hero.
I loved the fact that when I looked him up, he was wearing 7,000 medals. And I said, could you build me a big
barrel chest in the suit. And I went, oh, do they do that? And I went, yeah, you just put some padding in. So I love the fact that most of my character was in my jacket. And then I asked if I could do a New Yorkshire accent because he was very, very blunt, and I thought Yorkshiremen are blunt. And so it was just fun to play because he's the only character who's not terrified. He's in control of the army and they all need him. So I could strut around being unneurotic.
Despite being set in 1950s Russia, he was surprised at how similar the film is to modern day.
While we were shooting it, Brexit happened, and I went off for a day to France to do help with the commemoration of the Battle of the Somme, and David Cameron was there, just resigned, and I got to chat to him, and he said, what are you doing? I told him, and he said, sounds like it's set at Downing Street. And so it was pertinent to that, it's pertinent to the White House today.
The dark comedy also stars Steve Buscemi, Michael Palin and Rupert Friend.
Scotland's weather. Most areas will stay dry with plenty of sunshine. There could be the odd isolated shower, breezy on the coast, highs of 13 degrees.